Yes, Senator Diamond, Representative Drzezowski, and members of the committee. My name is Ron Huber. I'm a resident of Rockland. I produce a weekly radio show about corrections issues. And I'm here, however, speaking for myself, not for the station. And I think the Board of Corrections idea is a very, very sound idea, a very good idea. I do think that it needs to be broadened a bit, that you have a citizen advocate of some kind on there, that you have perhaps a member of the long-timers group that is an inmate on there who's not going away but is become very conversant with the system to give advice, because it's very important that you get all sides there. Now, I noticed that the emphasis was that nobody gets hurt with this process, and that the better serving the citizens is really your goals here. And I think that one thing you want to watch for, though, is remembering that inmates themselves are citizens, and they are not to get hurt as a result of this either. That you be very careful about determining how much power the Department of Corrections will have to control the movement of county inmates. As you've heard before, it can be a bit of a hardship, sort of an internal exile if you're from Arista County and suddenly there you are down at the other end of the state. And in fact, the department has shown a bit of a predilection to use sort of a punitive exile for troublemaking inmates. The correspondent we had on our show was sent 600 miles away to another prison because he talked bad about the warden there. But I think that this board should really focus a bit on movement of prisoners. And I understand that, you know, that it's very important to be able to use all the facilities best and most efficiently, but at the other end of it, remember, nobody gets hurt. Well, here's the chap, Dean Brown. He wanted to be here, but he's exiled, so he can't even be in the area. I thought you'd know that, indeed, remember, there are actual people, these inmates.
Thank you, sir. Others would make any comments?